That will get you in the mood to work out. Maybe you just set this on your alarm clock.
Get you up and get you going.
You said 45 minutes was your ideal time of day. Is there any time of day that's ideal? Morning, noon, afternoon?
You know, people are always asking me that. And there's a lot of different theories out there. Do it first thing in the morning before you've eaten on an empty stomach. You're fasting so you'll burn more fat. There's actually no scientific evidence for that. Losing weight is simple. It's not easy. The formula is simple. Okay. It's like climbing Mount Humphreys, right? It's like climbing Humphreys. You grab your water, you grab a snack, and you follow the well-marked path. Simple. Not easy.
Okay.
Okay. So it all comes down to a math formula, calories in and calories out. So you need to find a time of day that just works for you. If it is getting up first thing in the morning and just getting it done so there's no distractions, so there nothing's gotten in your way yet, then awesome. If you like to do it in the evening, great. Pick your time and try to stick with that.
Now, I've found early morning best for me. And the big reason is it takes me through that post-lunch coma I always want to go into when I haven't gotten up and put a little routine together that morning.
It gets everything flowing. I'm a morning exerciser. A lot of people are. But my point with this is if you're not a morning, there's lots of people who, unlike you and I, are not actually morning people. And evening is when they have their energy, when they like doing their workouts.
Does that disturb your sleep pattern? Getting into an exercise routine at 7 o'clock in the evening?
It can, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Again, you just have to learn your body a little bit. You have to experiment a little bit. But when your body becomes used to it, you'll sleep.
So
if you're exercising at night.
We've talked our way through $200 worth of equipment they could buy. You like keeping it out, except for when the guests are arriving, put it away. But in either case, it could be out of sight all the time, except when you're using it. Would you just turn on a download of something to the laptop, or do you exercise in front of a TV? Do you catch up with news? I mean, how do you do that routine in the morning?
I like to exercise to music.
Okay.
It's a beat. It's something to keep up with. It's something to keep you motivated. The news, it can distract you. You can stop to when a story catches you. And all of a sudden, your 30-second break has become a 4-minute break, and you only have 20 minutes left to work out. Okay, that's 4 minutes out of 20 minutes. That's a big percent. Okay, if you're like, I'm just doing 20 minutes, I'm going to get it done. So I like the music. There's nothing distracting there. It's a beat. It's energizing. It gets you up. It gets you moving.
Okay, we've talked about the stretch bands. We've talked about the Bosa ball. We've talked about the bouncy ball. Talk us through. We've got about 3 minutes here before the break. Talk us through, what would you recommend the perfect regimen to be for somebody that wants to lose 10 pounds in the next 6 months? Just using those three pieces of equipment.
Those three pieces of equipment. You've got 45 minutes, 4 times a week. But remember, this is important. If you don't have 45 minutes, 20 minutes is better than no minutes. Don't just cut bait and run when you don't have 45 minutes. Do it anyway with what time you have. And you're going to want to alternate those 45-minute days between using the resistance equipment, the bands and the balls and the Bosu ball, and cardio days.
Okay.
A lot of people, particularly women, but men fall into this trap too, is, I want to lose weight. It's got to all be cardio. You are not going to lose weight doing only cardio.
Okay, and you have cardio is the running,
cardio
the
is
jogging,
the running,
the
jogging,
bicycling.
Exactly. The hiking, the walking, whatever you have. You want to alternate your days between the cardio and the weights. If you don't get the weights, if you're not building muscle mass, you're not increasing your metabolism.
Okay.
And that is the key.
So we've got 4 days a week, 45 minutes, summer cardio, which could be a jog, could be a bicycle ride, could be stationary cycle, whatever. The other days, when we're using the other pieces of equipment we've talked about, what do those workouts look like?
Okay. What those workouts look like is you want to take the biggest muscle groups in your body and have them fight against each other for your energy supply.
That's my stomach and my butt.
Okay.
Boy.
No. Not biggest masses. Biggest muscle groups. So you got your biceps, you got your delts and your traps, and then you've got your quads and your glutes. So you do some squats and then you do some curls. Then you do some lunges and you do some shoulder press. Then you do some push-ups. Then you do some, maybe some explosive if you got good knees and good backs. Then you do those jump squats. Or you do block step-ups. Okay. Never more than 90 degrees at the knees when you're stepping up, though. That gets pretty dangerous, especially for an at-home exerciser with nobody spotting you. So get those big muscle groups fighting for your energy. Get the energy moving to your upper body, then get it moving to your lower body. You're going to burn a massive amount of calories in a short amount of time. You're going to create the right amount of damage in those muscles, causing your body to burn extra calories while you sleep to lose the weight. Okay, who doesn't want to burn calories while they sleep?
So if we do it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, you know, maybe one cup of tea or maybe a couple big glasses of water, do I finish that off with a big protein shake when I'm done?
You always want to follow a workout with protein and some complex carbohydrates, okay? You want to refuel the glycogen in your muscles, give them those carbohydrates, and then immediately giving them also that protein to rebuild.
Okay, when we get back, we'll talk Atkins, F Diet, South Beach, Weight Watchers. Have you ever heard of a grapefruit diet?
Oh, yes. Not ideal.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.